Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. We flip the switch to look ahead to a game two at the Garden tonight with the Knicks and Sixers, but we can't do so without looking back. Knicks fans took to the streets of 7th Avenue, chanting and partying. So I'm going to give you the five things Knicks fans chanted loudly in the streets. But I'm not labeling it good or bad. You guys be the judge. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Go New York, go New York, go. As simple and classic as it can get.
As great as that song is, and I admit it's a very, very addictive song, I've never heard anybody chant that.
It got chanted Saturday
night. Go New York, go. Like in tune or out of tune?
Yeah, they were. There was a lot of singing, the Seven Nations Army and all that. And that was cool. That was fun.
I'm surprised that one's so low on your list.
Well, again, this is going to be the judge on whether this is clueless or whatever. Here we go.
Number four.
F Embiid, bleep Embiid.
I got no issue with that. I mean, you're facing him.
Yeah.
So one thing about negative chants.
He did get hurt in the game.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Are we supposed to give him a back massage?
Hope you feel better.
Shut up.
Hope you feel better.
Stop.
Knowing that he won't.
Yeah, you know. You want to beat the teams at their best. All right.
Number three.
By the way, no one feels that way.
Exactly.
Nobody feels I have to beat them at their best. Come on.
Number three is bleep Trae Young.
See, that one's dumb. That one's stupid. Trae Young is irrelevant to you right now.
Right. That was a different Knicks team.
Though I will tell you, in about 5 months, he may be very relevant when he's a member of the Brooklyn Nets.
I got to be honest, I kind of like
really
it.
Want him?
I didn't say I wanted him. I'm saying that could happen.
Okay, so what happens when he is a member of
the Brooklyn Nets? But right now, no opinions on the Nets. Let's just move on.
You're an IBO. You're supposed to give opinions on everything.
It's a complicated answer, but I don't want to waste anyone's time on it today.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Did we already do that?
Yes.
Here we go. So it's two?
Number two.
Yeah, this is number two.
All right, you're breaking up the flow in there.
All right. Knicks in four.
That was you.
No. But here's my issue with it.
Yeah.
How many of those listeners listened to The Fan on Friday and said, this mush with the Rangers? But you have no problem chanting Knicks in four if they're one?
Dude, as giddy.
Oh, you did say that about the Rangers. Mm-hmm.
As
I thought you said
giddy
it about the Knicks.
As I'd be after a win, I would not have the balls to chant my team in four. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have the balls to do it.
They did. Loudly. Uh-huh. Money.
You might be saying. Never mind.
Here we go.
Number one.
And last but not least of the five things Knicks fans chanted outside Madison Square Garden, we want Boston.
Yeah. Well,
you still got two series to go.
Exactly.
I want to address. That one's stupid.
I want to address Knicks fans doing this after game one. And they may do it tonight if they beat Philadelphia. Thank you very much for the Cinco de Fivo every day, 5 o'clock.